Good morning. We have Shannon Jawsdal with us, who is the executive director for the Sasktel Saskatchewan Jazz Festival, which is kicking off tomorrow.
Yes.
Welcome, Shannon.
Thank you.
So there's a lot of events that you guys are putting on as part of the festival, and some of them are free. Can you tell us a bit about those ones?
Yeah, about 75% of what we do is free.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that kicks off tomorrow. We've got free events running through the entire festival. We have our neighborhood pop-up program, which has shows happening all throughout Saskatoon and even in Hepburn, Saskatchewan, and on Whitecap First Nation. That has over 32 free shows. And then starting July 5th through July 8th, everything at our main site at Victoria Park is also free. We also have our late night program with the Morris Druin Lounge, also free. So a ton of shows for free.
So where can people get the schedule of those free events?
So you can visit sassjazz.com. We also have our handbill program guides that are out right now. Those are in restaurants and bars all over Saskatoon, but the most reliable place to get one is at our box office at the Broadway Theater.
Perfect. And of course, you can also get tickets for some of the bigger shows that you guys are putting on. Can you tell us about those ones?
Yeah, absolutely. You can get your program guide and your tickets in the same place at the Broadway. We have a wonderful ticketed program. So the last 4 days of the festival, July 9th through 12th, those are our big main stage headliners. July 9th, we've got Alison Russell and William Prince doing a co-headline.
Nice.
This is going to be so good. Mm-hmm. It's going to be supported by Julian Taylor and Wolf Willow from Regina.
Nice.
July 10th, so exciting. July 10th is our blues night. We've got Jimmy Vaughn and the Tilt-A-Whirl Band.
I know,
music history right there for all of us nerds.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Barney Bentall, for those of you who are still feeling patriotic after Canada Day yesterday. On that, we have Garrett T. Willie, who is, if you want to see what the future of blues is going to look like, you need to check out Garrett T. Willie.
So excited.
This is our guy, and he's Canadian from BC. So amazing. We also have the Blue Mules from here in Saskatoon.
Cool.
July 11th, it's ladies' night, but the gentlemen
kind of like
are...
We've been calling it a mini Lilith Fair.
Mini Lilith Fair is a great name for it. It's like mostly for the ladies, but the gents can come too. We've got Chantal Kreviazik, Paula Cole, Sophie B. Hawkins.
So cool.
Yes, so cool. And Marissa Burwell. And then on July 12th, it's our big closing night. We've got Lake Street Dive, first time in Saskatchewan.
Oh, wow.
Yes, supported by Katie Tupper, Saskatoon's own. Isla Tesler Mabe. Yes, she's been doing such a great...
That's so awesome.
Oh, so good. And then we've got Nick Fay opening that show. So that's going to be great. We also have a ticketed series at the Broadway Theater on July 8th. We've got the Joshua Redman Quartet. July 9th, we've got the Saskatoon Symphony Orchestra and Saskatoon Jazz Orchestra with David Braid and Alexis Narmont.
Cool.
And we have a four-show series, a Strictly Jazz series at the Basement. And that is almost, it's halfway sold out. Two of the four shows are sold out. Yeah, so you got to hop on that really quick. That's July 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th. So check that series out if you're a real diehard jazz fan.
And an awesome part about the jazz festivals you were just telling me is that you guys are a registered charity. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we are a registered charity. I think a lot of people see the jazz festival as like this big for-profit concert series, and that's not it at all. We are a grassroots community organization, and we do a lot of outreach work in the community.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so when you purchase a jazz festival ticket, you're supporting a lot of outreach work. We've got our care home outreach program. So this year we're sending 8 artists to 8 different care homes here in Saskatoon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, to perform for the residents.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, it's a super special program.
Yeah.
Very, very meaningful. That's supported by Aspira Retirement Living. We're very grateful to them. We also have just really fantastic education programs. We work with Jazz in School Saskatchewan to help put some jazz education into area high schools that maybe don't have a jazz program. And we also have the Jazz Intensive Program. It's a summer camp for high school and early university age students that's supported by the University of Saskatchewan. So we're doing a lot of these programs. Also, as I mentioned, 75% of what we do is free to the public. So it is about giving back to the public. It's about featuring Saskatchewan suppliers. If you visit our Saskatoon Co-op Beer Gardens, you'll see all local offerings. Super exciting and really giving back to the province.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're an $8 million economic driver to the Saskatoon tourism industry. So please come out and support. Know that when you purchase a ticket to Sask Jazz, you are supporting the community and community outreach and initiatives. And you can also donate to Sask Jazz if you're feeling generous.
Yeah. So where can we get schedules, tickets and maybe make a donation.
You can visit saskjazz.com, and it's actually super easy. When you purchase your ticket, you can actually put a little donation at the bottom, and
that's
we
awesome.
So appreciate it. Yeah. Any little amount you want to give, like whether it's $1 or more, that's great. $25 and up gets a charitable receipt.
Nice. Anything else that you want to add that maybe I didn't ask about?
Well, just we really hope people come out and support. We've got free transportation with the SAS Jazz Shuttle, which is provided by SGI. Thank you so much to them. So you can get there for free. You don't have to worry about parking. If you're
nice.
A bike rider, you can ride your bike and park it at the Biketrix Bike Valet, which is operated by Saskatoon Cycles.
I like that, a bike valet.
It's a bike valet. You can park your stroller there. You can do so many
nice.
Things. We've got over a dozen food trucks at the main park. We've got the Butler Byers Family Fun Zone happening. So there's so much to check out. Visit that website, saskjazz.com.
Starts tomorrow.
July 3rd to 12th.